You remember the story of last week? Do you? Who remembers? Who remembers the story of last week? Kaya and Hannah, sit here. Who remembers? I remind you? You weren't here. Can I remind you? Ah, you weren't here also. Or you were? You weren't. Yeah. You remember the story? What was Chantal? Jesus went to the well to meet her. She was bad or good? She was bad. But after she met Jesus Christ, she was good. Today we have another story. Please get us the Lake of Bethesda. Yo, this week we have a very interesting story also. Yeah. The fifth week, of the Great Lent. Exactly, Shushu. So, what happened? As usual, Jesus Christ went last week especially for the Samaritan woman. Yes? And this week also, he went to, bring it here. Bring the table here, please. Yeah. Imagine that this is a very big lake, very big lake. And this pool was called Bethesda, pool of Bethesda. And around this pool was very sick people. Come, sit here. And you sit here. No, give your face here. Yeah. And you sit here. Yeah. All the people around the lake, the pool, all of them were sick. One of them was lying like that. He's sick. And the other was like a blind. And the third was lame man. And the fourth was without, has a pain in his leg. All of them were sick. Lie back as if you are sick. As if you are sick. And then our Lord Jesus Christ came like that. He came and said, "What is that?" He found all the people are sick. And then, in this pool, something very interesting. Sit now. All of you sit. In this pool, there was a very important thing. And listen, and from time to time, an angel used to come suddenly and move the water like that. The first one who jumped into the water were healed. And then the second one, no. The first one only. Again I say, this pool was, what's the name of the pool? Was Bethesda. What is the name of the pool? Bethesda. And in this pool, an angel came from time to time, and this angel used to move the water. They didn't. Did they see the angel? Did they see the angel? No. No one saw the angel. What was happening? Just the word movement. Yeah. The water was like that, and the first one, jumped in the water, was healed, and there was a man, and this man was very sick. How many years? 10 years. 10 years? 30 years? 38 years. You do that, John. This man was 38 years around the pool. Every time the water was moving, another one jumped into the water and was healed. He was waiting for about how long?
39.
Yeah.
38.
What? His name is not so important. But this man was sick for about 38 years. And in these 38 years, he didn't find any chance to jump after they saw the water moving. And the second one, when he jumped into the water, was he healed? No, just one. And then Jesus Christ came and found this man very sick. And he said to him, "What happened? Why didn't you go into the water?" And then he said, "Every time I want to jump to the water, another one hurries before me and threw himself in the water and was healed." And then the Lord said to him, "Do you want to be healed?" What did he say? "Yes, please, I want. Then Jesus Christ said to him, "Get up, carry your bed, and go home." Yalla, do what Jesus said. Get up, take your bed, and go home. He was 30 years sick, but now he was healed. How? When Jesus Christ said to him, "Get up and go home," he went. He went home joyfully. Joyfully, yes, you.
But there was one thing that God told him after he left. He told him, "If you say to anyone,"
we didn't finish, and then, he was going like that. Go, John. And then Jesus said to him, "Come, you are healed now. Sin no more, lest you will have it back and worse." Okay? He said, "Okay, Lord, I will not sin anymore." Say? Anymore. Thank you. This interesting story happens with all of us now, but not here. Where? Who is clever to tell me? Where? There is something with water, and something happens to us, and then we are healed, and we are very healthy. Huh? What holy water? No. No. Baptism. I know that you are cheated, but smile. Baptism. In this baptism, there we have now water, not only for one time, but for everyone. Who does that for us? Abuna, what does he do? He prays on the water. But when he prays on the water, what happens? Does the angel come in the water? Or no, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, comes into the water. That's why every time 100 of people, when they are immersed in the water, after Abuna blesses the water, and it becomes blessed with the, filled with the Holy Spirit, anyone was immersed in the water, becomes healed again. Okay? Don't forget the interesting story of the paralytic man who was sick for about
3 years.
And Jesus Christ healed him. How did he heal him? Yeah? What did he say to him, Joe?
Get up.
Pick up your bed. Go home. Excellent. After he was going home, what Jesus said to him? There is something very important. Jesus said to him, what? Huh?
Do not sin any more, or else you will become
worse. Yeah? And then the man who was sick and became healed said,
yes, I will
not hear. And he knew that he was Jesus. No, that the man who healed him, he would know that he was Jesus Christ. Now we are lucky because we have the water, not in the pool of Bethesda, but in the baptism, when Abuna immerses our body three times and we are healed. Yes, you want to say something? In the past, Yanni? Yeah, some of the relatives were carrying them and putting them in the water before this poor man. But the Lord healed him because he was waiting for this long time around the pool. Okay? Thank you. No, it's not a swimming, it's just a pool, Yanni. It's not very deep. It is very shallow, Yanni. Thank you. Stand up for prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Make us worthy to pray to you, thankfully, our Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those trespasses. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Christ Jesus, our Lord, and in the kingdom, the power of God. Go in peace. The peace of the Lord be with you all. Amen. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Paul, for bringing the pool. Sit down. I don't think that any one of them will forget this story anymore. And this is a small explanation how to attract our children to the stories of the Bible. Practically, they shared with me, although I did not prepare them. If we prepared them before, it could have been better. But now, Yanni, it's easy for them to pick it up. And they, as you heard now, they memorized every word was said to them. They said the three words that the Lord said to them. This is the way we want everyone to teach the small kids, not just say the story in a boring way, and then they forget at the door of the class what they heard.